are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed. And this week we have been speaking about all things heaven and hell, right? We have been speaking about all things heaven and hell. And that days, depending on who you speak to or when you hear people or when you read things where people would refer to hell as something that people, situations that people go through, or heaven that people go through, you know, when you are comfortable, right? They're like, hey, like you are living like you are in heaven. You want to live. And when we are facing storms and trials and tribulation, we're like, ah, it's like your life is in hell. So today we're going to be understanding how then now did we arrive at that point? How now do we take those spiritual issues, let me say that, and put them to our situations. Now, once again, Pastor Michael Mafaro is joining us on the line. Mpundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Zanele. I am outside again, but of course not in outside. I'm actually in the backyard. There's some serious cleaning that is happening inside here. But just confirm with me if you can hear me clearly with no echoes.
You are clear, very clear like a diamond.
All right. Thank you so much. Greetings to all our listeners. Let's want to thank God for this chance that we have. Maybe we can pray together, if
yes,
that's okay. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love and we thank you for your goodness. As we tackle today's presentation, we pray that you may help us to understand it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we've spoken a lot about, we've defined, well, not really defined, but we've understood what heaven is. We've understood what hell is. We've understood the state of the dead. And today I want us to unpack. Like now you are cleaning there, you know, and you're outside like, yeah, Mfundisi is in hell, you know, because you're not in your comfort zone. You are not in your comfort zone. So we've had situations where when we are facing trials and tribulations, people would refer saying that we are in hell. And when we, things are doing good, we are in heaven. So how come do we take situations and make them to and refer them to these two superior places, if I can use that word?
Okay, first of all, there is the figurative sense that is used for both extremes. Mm. That is, when someone is experiencing or having a good time, they may give it as a reference to them having a heaven of an experience. And then when they are going through tough times, then they say that they're having a hell of experience. Mm. You understand? So that can be used figuratively. But it is not literal. It is never literal. It can be used figuratively as points of reference to describe an experience that someone is going through. But however, that has never been or is not the actual or literal. There is no natural or literal experience of those two that is happening right now here on earth.
Mm-hmm. So when someone says, hey, Zanele, you are going through hell, you are in hell, you know, all of those things, how then do I comfort myself? Because, you know, when people say certain things, they hit differently. So how do I comfort myself that they don't mean like I'm with Satan?
Okay, primarily, there are people who do not believe in the literal heaven and in the literal hell. Mm. And they believe that whatever goodness that is happening to you now, it is an experience of heaven for your life now. Mm-hmm. And then there are some who say that there is no literal hell. Mm-hmm. Whatever struggles and problems you're experiencing right now, that is your literal hell. But, you know, to be honest, like from the studies that we've had, the Bible is given us numerous texts or Bible references that refer to heaven as a literal place, which literally exists, which we are going to go to literally, which is a futuristic event that is going to happen. And now, the fact that it is something that we're going to experience and is not experienced now, if for you to say that someone is already experiencing heaven here on earth, it is a form of deception that tries to steal away the hope that people have that one day that they will have an experience of a literal heaven. And it is also a form of deception that takes away that element of being of checking yourself to see if you are walking uprightly. If you are then going to be experiencing hell here, then you will not then believe in the literal hell that is going to come and in the literal heaven that is going to that is going to come. And let me just get ahead of myself. Friends, there is nothing that we have experienced here on earth that is anywhere close to hell. And there is nothing that we have experienced here on earth that is anywhere close to heaven. I'm telling you, those are two extreme things that you don't want to experience. You know, like the hell in the negative sense and heaven in the positive sense. You do not want to experience hell, and definitely you want to experience heaven. But none of the trials and tribulations are anywhere close to what will happen in hell. Thank God I'm not going to be there by God's grace, even though I won't know what is going to happen there. But I would never wish anyone to go to hell. Definitely, definitely not.
Before I let you go, Mfundiswami, I know you're not 100% today. Before I let you go, but the question comes in is like, how do we know that what the trials and tribulations we're facing now, they're not the same as what we're going to, some people are going to experience in hell? Because this is a futuristic place that is going to happen. We don't even know what they're going to face there, or do we know what they're going to face there? So how do we know that it's not the same?
Sorry, I missed the last part. You say, how do we know that we what?
How do we know that it is not the same? The trials we are facing here, or the pain or the hell we are facing here, it's not going to be the same hell that we're going to face when all is said and done.
Okay. Now, remember the Bible says in the book of, it should be in the book of Hebrews, the common text that says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, right?
Yes.
And that it is, it can separate between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and all those things.
Mm.
Then later on, Jesus says that do not be afraid of him that punishes. Do not be afraid of him that punishes only the flesh. But we need to be afraid of him that punishes both the spirit and the body.
Mm.
So the text there gives us a certain analogy or a certain I cannot call it an experience,
okay.
But it gives us a certain a certain picture of him that is going to destroy both the body and the spirit. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The thing is, I want to find a word. You know me with words. I want to find a proper word.
School fees.
All right, fine. Maybe let's go to the verse. Do you have your Bible there? Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Maybe let's go to the verse. Can you go
yes,
there?
I'm quickly. Matthew.
Matthew 10, verse
28. 10, 20. Yes, the moment you open a Bible, it just lands where you want to go. Matthew 10, 28.
The anointing.
Okay, so 28, yeah, says,
yes.
Do not
Matthew,
be,
20, Matthew 10, verse 28.
Yes.
What does
do
it
not
say?
Be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Donella, you didn't hear that.
Gizu,
obviously, you just read that. Did you hear that verse?
Gizu,
I bet you there are many people who have never read that verse before.
Mm.
Just come again one more time on it, because I want you to read it slowly so that the listeners can really hear what the verse is saying.
Mm-hmm. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. This is the NIV.
Okay. So who can destroy both soul and body in hell? That is God.
Mm-hmm.
You said but they.
No, I wanted to say, and the one, it's written in a capital letter.
Yes, the one reason, because you see, this is the thing, this is a double emphasis, okay?
Mm.
It's a double emphasis. He says, fear not them which kill the body, because what happens is when people die, people just kill just the body only. right? And then the body is dead. And then remember the verse that we read in Ecclesiastes, then the soul is what? Mm. I mean, the breath of life is taken to the one that gave it, which is God. Mm. But here we are going further than just that. It says, but are not able to kill the soul. Mm. Now remember what the soul is. The soul is the combination of both the body and the breath of life. Mm. So God here is saying, but rather fear him, the one which is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell, which means both the combination of the spirit, of the breath of life, as well as the body together. You must fear the one that is able to kill the soul. That means that you will not exist. Now, you cannot say when you lose your job that you're going through hell. Because when you lose your job, you can still maintain or you can still keep your body. You understand? You cannot say that when you're going through a divorce and things are going astray, they are taking away your money, your property, and you know all those fights that people have when relationships are breaking, and then you go like, ah, my friend, I'm going through hell. No, you can't say that, because whatever experience you may go through, it could be abuse or whatever form, the end result that a person can do, or the ultimate that a person can do to you, or those things can do to you, the end result is that the body can die.
Mm.
But now, do not fear those things. That's what the Bible is saying. Do not fear those that can kill the body, because the body is nothing. It is a component of who you are. But then if you live in whatever you do, whether you eat or drink or you think or whatever you do, fear the one that will kill both the body and the soul in hell, the one that will make sure that you will never exist completely. And you will be forgotten completely, even in the minds of the people, completely. You will not even have a tombstone that will be written after your name. And people will not even remember that you even existed. So here, God is giving us the ultimate power that he only, and only God has got the power to destroy both the body and the soul in hell. And by the way, he's destroying these in hell. That's a double emphasis. The double emphasis that he will kill the soul. Remember, the soul is the combination of both the body and the breath of life. But the reason why he says and the body here, it is simply because he has given the body as a reference, as the first example. Because it's fear not them which kill the body only. You understand? Mm. So here he's emphasizing that he will kill not just the body, but the soul, combination of both. He has got that power. So you cannot say that the things you're experiencing here on earth, especially the trial, and then you say that you're going through hell. Friends, like I said earlier, there is no experience that we have ever experienced that is close to hell. It's just a figure of speech that people use, but no, whatever problems you're going through, they're not close to what we will experience when we get to hell. They're not even close to that.
Mfundis, short, sweet, and straight to the point. Thank you. Please pray for us.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your love, and thank you for giving us the peace that surpasses all understanding, and knowing that there is a heaven to achieve after all this. I pray for the listeners that are listening, Lord, as they go in their everyday life. I pray that they make decisions that will forever assure them of a heaven. For it is easy, because you have already died on the cross and you have opened the door so that all can be saved. Help us to reach out also and to desire to be saved, and we know ultimately we will be saved. We pray that none of us that are listening are going to be lost. We pray that all be preserved under the shadow of the Almighty till that day when you break the eastern skies and we say, this is the Lord we have been waiting for, and we are saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for joining us. May you please feel better.
Yes. No, maybe just to add in, something terrible happened at one of our institutions here. I'm in charge of the campus ministry, campus ministry.
Mm.
So one of our students was involved in something that wasn't okay. So it really disturbed me.
This kid
very close to me, and I wouldn't wish any of that to for anyone to experience. We pray that God keeps protecting our kids from these violent men out there, that God can keep them safe, and that they do not experience any form of hell here on
earth. Thank you very much. No, thank you, Mfundisi. We will be keeping your student there in our thoughts and prayers.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And bye.
Bye. You are
are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.